What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. It's a new week, everybody. It's week. Monday. It is April 19th. It's a new week. What do we got going on?
A lot. We're busy this week.
We got
a lot coming up. We got a lot of interviews, a lot of great stuff. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Feel like we're bopping around. I feel personally a little overwhelmed because I am moving in now less than 2 weeks, and I don't have a lick of furniture. Mm-hmm. And I spent the weekend sitting on some couches trying to make some decisions. And it's hard. It's hard. Couches are so expensive. It's just like a hard investment to make.
It is. Is your heart leaning one way?
Not really. I'm struggling. Like I really like one, but I'm like, do I just like this one because it's the easiest one? Like it's the one that'll actually like it won't take as long to show up, and it's more on the expensive side. It's like weighing the options now, right? Because because of COVID, so much furniture is back ordered, and it takes forever to show up. So like you could get. I could find a cheaper couch that is great, love it, great, but like it's not gonna, I won't get it till like July. It's like, okay, well, I can't not have a couch till July. So
you can't do that. You have to go with the fastest option.
I know. Doesn't matter.
Fastest option. That's what I would go with.
Yeah.
As simple as that.
Yeah.
What is going
it's a
to
lot
get
harder.
Here the fastest?
It's a lot harder when I'm making the decisions with another person.
True. True.
Yeah. He's a little bit more fiscally responsible than I am.
Right. Exactly. That makes sense.
Yep.
In my case, I would be like, this is what we're getting. And that's that.
But no, it was nice. We definitely like, you know, put our butts in some couches, just kind of like squished around in there.
See how we felt.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to make sure it's comfortable.
Because you're not like rubbing your butt around when you sit in a couch. You know what I mean? You're
But you want to like fully lounge backwards. You want to see how it feels like laying on one side. And then maybe if you have an L shape, you want to see what that side feels like. Yeah.
That sounds like a comfy weekend.
It was nice.
That sounds
lovely. We found some great options. So hopefully I can actually, pull the trigger now because, like I said, I move in less than 2 weeks.
You have to. Fastest option. Whatever is going to get there ASAP.
I really would love to have a couch like within a month of moving in.
Oh my God. Of course. Yeah. Oh, yes.
No, that's like realistic. That's like, it's crazy. It's even the ones, even a lot of the couches that are in stock places, they won't be delivered till the end of May. So
what?
Yeah.
That sounds insane.
Yeah.
No, I'm moving in July. I should order the couch now.
Yes. Oh, yes. You should. If you're getting a new, I don't care. Buy the couch.
What, if you buy
the couch and then find the apartment. Buy the couch to fit the apartments.
What if I buy, but do I have to give them an address? What if I don't know if it fits?
Oh, that's true. You get delivery address, TBD.
Shit. Okay, well, now I know. Now I know in advance.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couch now, so I could just put that in.
Exactly. You know. I straight up don't have a couch.
You didn't have any furniture.
Yeah.
Furniture. Yeah. Said that weird. Yep. Anyways. Yep. I watched two really good movies this weekend for the first time that everybody has seen before, but I want to tell you that I watched Inside Out. For the first time. Inside Out is life-changing. Yes.
It's a sob movie.
It's so good.
So good.
I just can't believe it. I've been saying I want to watch Inside Out for so long, and we couldn't figure out what to watch, and I was like, let's do Inside Out. And Hank was like, I don't know. And I was like, let's just do it. He's like, haven't you tried before? I'm like, no, come on.
Yeah. He needed the push, because I bet you, did Hank like it too?
Yes.
Yeah, it's so hard good. Really to not like.
So good. And then the second one, what do you think I'm going to say here? Just take a guess. Take a little gander.
Second one. Can I have a hint? Is it like a new movie or old movie?
It's definitely not new, but it's not super old.
Okay.
Animated or live action?
Live action.
Okay.
And it is a Marvel movie.
Oh.
I got my guess.
Well, I told you before, Noah, so you can't say
I forgot.
I forgot.
No, I forgot. I forgot.
Okay, it's a Marvel movie. First one. I'm going to go with, I don't know, like Captain Marvel or Black Panther. Did you watch? Have you ever seen Black Panther?
No, I've seen Black Panther.
Ant-Man.
No.
Okay, oh, so then you really did forget what you told you before.
That's shocking. Deadpool.
Oh, Deadpool,
Deadpool. Great movie.
Well, Deadpool's now, but Deadpool originally not Marvel.
Oh. Fox. The first one, you mean?
The first one.
The first one was Marvel. The mm-hmm. all, but why did it say Marvel all over the?
Or maybe, or is it?
It is. I know for a fact it is because I watched it last night, and all the intro of, like, all was like Marvel. Movies.
You're right, but I guess I'm getting confused because it was Marvel, but wasn't it made by a different studio? Like, remember, like,
but all the intro was the had merging. Marvel in it.
Yes, but there, I'm talking movie wise. Like, there was a merge between Fox 21st Century and Disney. I guess Disney.
Okay. Deadpool is a film based on the Marvel comics, yeah. distributed by 20th Century Fox.
Right, distributed by... So, it, like, at first it wasn't made by Disney's Marvel, if that makes sense. But now they merged, which is why, like, in
so I guess it's not a Marvel movie?
No, but it is. It is, because it's a Marvel character.
Oh, but I feel very confused conflicted right
I'm,
now.
I always get very confused by it, too, because I always have to have my brother explain it to me. Because it's the same thing with WandaVision. Like, because they were able to bring in other characters from other universes, because the companies now have merged into one thing.
So it's based off of Marvel, but yes. it's not a Marvel
But it wasn't,
movie.
Like, distributed by, like, the same...
This says that Deadpool 3
now
will
it will
part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I guess other...
The first
characters.
Deadpool was not a part... Marvel characters,
oh my God.
But not a part of Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Anyways, I watched Deadpool for the first time, and I thought it was really good. I thought it was really funny, and
Very
I
funny.
Should have watched it sooner.
That one's really funny. The second one, I didn't like as much.
I was going to ask, do I watch the second or skip?
You should watch it, because I did enjoy it, but the first one is just so good.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
rare that
a sequel is better, right?
Yeah.
So rare, but usually
yeah.
pretty rare. I was thinking, like, there are sequels that I think live up to a sequel expectation. Like,
yeah.
I watched 21 Jump Street this week, and I was like, 22 Jump Street was...
It was good.
Very
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
So it's not...
That's
like,
fair.
The Hangover 2 was also very funny.
Yeah. yeah.
Three is where you start to get...
Three
bad.
Is... Yeah. yeah. Three... Yeah.
Three is always
yeah, that's just
bad,
bad
news. Cheaper by the Dozen 2... Better than the first.
Best, great. Cheaper by the Dozen 2 is a great movie.
Is so
great
good.
Movie.
I would argue better yeah. than the first. Cheaper by the Dozen 2
is so
good.
Let's do Rotten Tomatoes on Cheaper by the
okay.
Dozen.
Okay, oh, look at 1 verse 2. Why do we always end up here?
Okay, what do you think for 1?
Cheaper by the Dozen 1. I'm going to go with... I kind of feel like it might be low.
Yeah, I'm going 39%.
I'm
going
to do 47%.
24.
Oh
my God.
Christ.
Well, what are the I think the second one probably is
24?
Higher.
24? God, is this... Then the second one, my guess is...
Like 32.
Yeah. Wait. My guess is going to be... Oh, now I'm going to go lower after I just saw your reaction. 20.
Say it.
Oh, I thought...
She guessed.
I said 32, oh. so I'm not going to take it back.
6%.
Oh,
what? Oh, no.
What?
Are you... Fucking serious?
6%? Is that lower than Couples Retreat?
Yes. Yes.
Is this the lowest one we've ever found?
Yes. Cheaper by the Dozen 2 is 6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
So you know how when you Google like a movie, it usually automatically comes up?
Yeah.
For these, it didn't, so I had to go on Rotten Tomatoes. It is the tomato meter that you go by, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so 6%.
No, you don't go by audience score.
Yeah, no, audience score is obviously higher, but...
Yeah.
Tomato meter.
Cheaper by the... what's the audience score on
57.
That?
57.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds better.
What a fucking insult. 6%. I hate Rotten Tomatoes. Because that's even lower than Couples Retreat. And Cheaper by the Dozen 2?
Damn.
What?
6%. That's wild.
And the, like, 74...
The critic's not a fan of Cheaper by the Dozen.
Wait, was there a third?
No. But they're making another one right now, Gabrielle
Union.
Are
they?
Yeah.
But not with, like, the original.
No, it's a whole nother, like, it's
but
the premise,
that.
The Cheaper yeah, yeah. by the Dozen premise.
Love that, though.
New one. Gabrielle Union. Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
I love that. Dwayne mm-hmm. Wade as the father?
I don't
be
believe
incredible.
Dwayne. Would be awesome. I don't
and
believe he
kid?
Is in it, but...
That would be pretty
oh, my God,
that would
be so good.
Yes, that would be
6%?
Nice.
6%?
Do you guys like Daddy Daycare?
yeah. I
that
like
great
Daddy
movie.
Daycare.
I just love him.
I like Daddy Daycare.
Daddy Daycare's gotta be low. We can't go that fall down this rabbit hole.
I yeah, bet Daddy.
This will be the last
one. I bet Daddy Daycare has a better score than Cheaper by the Dozen 2.
It has to, but I'm going to go with like 14%.
26.
27.
Wow. Okay.
Wow, I was
pretty close to the first Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cheaper
Damn, by the Justice Dozen. For Cheaper by the Dozen, too. That is unfortunate. Add that one to the board. You get
Couples Retreat and wow, Cheaper by the Dozen.
Daddy Daycare 2. Guess what it has?
Oh, man.
That was terrible. I don't even know if I ever watched it, terrible. But it's like so bad.
I'm yeah. a, now yes. I, the, your reaction made me think real low. 5%.
2%.
1.
1?
What? Oh my, you have to throw your movie in the garbage. 1%? If your movie gets 1% Rotten Tomatoes.
Has any movie ever gotten just a 0?
Like, yes, I think so.
Let me see.
I think some like...
I want to see if any movies we like have gotten a 0.
I think some like very poorly made, like, you know, movies that aren't even really movies that have gotten reviewed.
List of films.
Yeah, yeah, I'm looking at that too.
Yeah. Is there a list of movies yeah, that have 0%?
I'm looking for ones that everyone would know.
Yeah, are there even ones on there that, like, because I feel like 0% has like, got to be ones that
Pinocchio.
Like, have Pinocchio? Like, like Pinocchio. The original Pinocchio?
2002 Pinocchio. Oh, no, that's no. Not.
I was going to say
so. No, Pinocchio, a 2002 Italian fantasy comedy drama. That's not oh, the actual no.
Do so you
no,
remember
no.
that movie? I never saw Gotti that.
Oh, the John Travolta movie.
Yeah, that got a 0.
That has 0%. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No way. Cabin Fever, I think that this movie with Matthew Daddario, remember?
Oh, yep, yep, yep.
The that Nutcracker in 3D.
That has a 0%?
Yeah.
For, what year, though?
That was 2010.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm thinking of the same
thing. Not many movies have
0% is 1% Daddy Daycare.
I'd almost rather 0 than 1. One just seems like...
All right, now I gotta know. This is the last one, I swear to God. Yeah, I promise right. you guys
you
this is the last one.
Stop doing
this is the last one, but now I really need to know what Grown Ups is.
Oh, because
I put that okay, in the but, same realm. Grown Ups, Grown Ups 2, Grown Ups 3. Is there a Grown Ups 3?
I think there is.
I only know the first two, but I think we need to look up all
the Grown Ups.
All the Grown Ups.
Okay,
all the grown-ups. And that's it.
That's it.
No more after that. No yeah, more yeah. after that.
Grown Ups number 1. What do you think?
I think Grown Ups number 1 is might be kind of good. I'm gonna go with 48.
Grown Ups number 1, I'm going 36.
11.
Oh, I don't even no! love Grown Ups, so I'm not mad.
So what do you think Grown Ups 2 has? If that
oh
has...
my God, Grown Ups 2 might have 1%. That's my guess, 5%.
8%.
Okay.
8%.
Let's see if there is a 3.
Is there a 3 or am I making that up?
I don't know.
No, there's not.
There's not, okay.
See, am
the
I...
The script is written, it says.
Oh, well, so just waiting for it.
Am I wrong for thinking that Grown Ups 2 was better than Grown Ups 1?
Yes.
I can't even remember Grown Ups 2.
I can't remember Grown Ups 1. Am I thinking of the
But
right?
you might be thinking of like you might be thinking of Grown Ups 1.
Grown Ups 2 is when they're on the lake.
Yes. No, but I think they're on a lake on both of them, no?
Are they on a lake in Grown Ups 1?
I feel like they go to like the same house. The families. I'm honestly
they
I
do
could
the
be
same
getting,
thing in both Grown Ups?
Maybe.
I'm thinking about the water slide.
The
water
total
slide
premise.
One. Yeah, that's Grown
yes.
Ups 2.
I think that's Grown Ups 2.
What happens in Grown Ups 1?
Oh, man.
I could read the synopsis.
Please do.
Wow, this plot is so long, though.
Oh, they're all reunited.
Well, they're, oh,
at
the
funeral.
The funeral. The
funeral, yes.
Remember?
Yes, yes.
They all come back for the funeral.
They come back for the funeral.
Adam
they're all
Sandler's,
reunited, yes.
Adam
Grown
Sandler's
Ups
like,
2 is the one where they go to the
yeah.
lake
I
house.
I like
Grown
Ups 2 better.
No. I think.
Adam Sandler's like, they all call him Hollywood.
Yes, right. See, I like Grown Ups 2 better. That's right. The wrong decision by me, but I like Grown Ups 2 better.
I think I like Grown Ups the first one.
All right, enough.
All right, that's it. No, that's actually it.
It's
we're
like
so
a drug.
Sorry. It really is. Like, once you start to know, because
we are addicted
for
to
some
Rotten
of the,
Tomatoes scores.
For some of the old, like, not the old, but like movies that you wouldn't think when they came out, it was like, oh, what's their Rotten Tomatoes score? Like, am I going to watch it? Like, you never thought about that with these movies. And now looking back, it's like, well, what do they have?
Yeah,
wild. Last one, just because you watched it, Inside Out.
Oh, high.
What do you oh, think? I know. It,
Inside Out is,
oh,
yeah. Inside Out,
that's
really
how
high.
I sold it to Hank the other night. I was like,
didn't
it was
that,
90
did that get nominated
for
an Oscar?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I think it won.
I think it won, too, oh, yeah.
I was like, it's Oscar nominated, 98%
for
tomatoes.
Not for Best Picture, though, no,
I
unfortunately.
I knew you were going to say that.
But I don't know why I even look at Rotten Tomatoes when I don't agree with their scores ever. Like, Cheaper by the Dozen 2, Couples Retreat.
I really only care about... It's just because I think when they're really high, then you normally know it's good. Like, I don't trust when they're really low, because when they're really low, it's like, okay, I got to watch for myself, because the low ones, I feel like sometimes I really like. The high ones,
yeah,
I think normally...
There are high ones that are, like, artsy and, like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think
watched
that,
Sound of Metal last week. That,
was
really good.
That was really good.
Really good.
Yeah, but like when it's, I feel like you have to readjust the score ranking for rom-coms. Like it should be like, if it has a 40 or 50, it's pretty good.
Right, right. You have to adjust by genre. I live
in like the 20 to 60 range.
Yeah, that's where we are. That's where we live. That's definitely where we like to stay.
Apparently you live in the like 5 to 15%. Yeah.
5 to 10%.
Put that on my tombstone. Yeah. Lives in the 5 to 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yep. It's my favorite type of movie. Man. Sad. All right, let's get into the topics for today's episode. Woo! Not many topics going on, but that's okay.
Slow weekend.
It's all right. We had Jake Paul's fight, all of the Triller stuff that happened on social media this weekend. Matt James, the Biebs, all the TikTok stars. We're going to be covering all of that. Pete Davidson, of course, cannot forget him.
Yeah.
We also are celebrating Kourtney Kardashian's birthday. Happy birthday, Kourtney Kardashian, and Travis Barker is celebrating as well, all over Instagram. And Prince Philip's funeral was this weekend, so we must remember him one more time. So let's get into it, starting off with Jake Paul's big fight. Jake Paul had his big fight this weekend, Triller Fight Club, all the TikTok stars were there, all the LA influencers, Pete Davidson, Justin Bieber performing. He performed like five songs. It was basically a Justin Bieber concert with a fight on the side. Jake Paul, obviously, he won.
Yeah.
And that was, I feel like, as expected. Listen, Jake Paul, great fighter, right? We can all understand that Jake Paul is a good fighter.
I think he has some talent. I wouldn't necessarily put him in as great fighter yet.
Great fighter against people he can beat.
Correct. And yes. Great fighter against his competition that he's chosen for himself.
Exactly. Yes. So Jake Paul, he's got that thing going for him. Not going to knock him for that. But I hate him so much. Like, I really cannot
Pete Davidson seems to really dislike him as well.
I was going to get to that. I was going to say, I hate him and so does Pete Davidson. Like, Pete Davidson straight up was like, I hate Jake Paul.
Actively rooting against him.
I'm pretty sure
in the
Jake
broadcast.
Could have heard him, like, because there was no one there really, and like he was talking like pretty loudly. Yeah,
and they were like, "Why?" And Pete was like, "Well, do you have an hour?" Like, I just feel like he's not a great person.
Did you see Pete's face when? Because at the end, Jake like climbed over into the where they were all sitting commentating, and Pete was just like in the corner, like
he's so funny. I feel like he brought great energy to that fight, to that whole broadcast. I feel like he definitely made it funny and had some interesting moments. But Jake Paul, man, like, I just can't stand him when he speaks. It physically makes me angry. And I know that's the reaction Jake Paul wants, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He gets a rise out of making people hate him
so much.
That's
how he makes the big bucks.
And he's doing a great job because I can't stand him. I really can't. That sounds
it's fair, and he
and
knows
I like
that.
Logan Paul. And I want really that on record. That. I like Logan Paul now. Logan Paul, I feel like he's changed so much. I listen to him, and I'm like, wow, Logan Paul has grown up. Mm. He's insightful. I think he's smart, and I'm like, I just cannot get behind Jake Paul.
Logan Paul's a partner of Barstool.
Yeah, I have no issues with Logan Paul anymore. Obviously, he's fucked up in the past. We all know that. But Jake Paul, I can't get behind. It's hard.
It's tough, and he has this persona now that he just continues to perpetuate. Like even in the every quote unquote commercial break during the fight, it was like, whether you love me or you hate me and you want to watch me get knocked out, you're still watching. You know, that whole kind of situation, which is super fair. If you are a fan of boxing and tuned in, probably were disappointed because I felt like the fights were really bad and there was just more like entertainment produced segments as the bigger part of the show. You know, they had Diplo, Major Lazer, Doja Cat, Justin Bieber. There were all these big name stars performing. And then it would be like a 5-minute fight. Like, it's just like one fight went really long and it was just super boring. One fight, the guy I don't know if his kidney burst or whatever happened, but like he went down and did not get up. He had to get taken out in a stretcher.
Wasn't it weird that he was like moaning on the ground for a long time and no one came to help him?
Yeah,
he was just like
it was bizarre. It was the whole thing was pretty bizarre of how that all went down. And then Jake Paul's fight was a knockout in the first round. So they all were not that fascinating, not that fun to watch. Justin Bieber, however, made the whole night. If it wasn't for Justin Bieber, I would have severely regretted purchasing this event. But Justin Bieber made it worth it. Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I just need the injection, the Justin Bieber injection, where you kind of forget how he is and how he performs and how great he is, and then you watch and you're just like, this guy's fucking awesome.
Did he only perform new songs? I wasn't really paying attention. If he played Sorry, like the
place. No. It was all from the new album. Yeah. It was all from the new album.
Yeah, he's a really good performer. Obviously, he's so talented and his voice is amazing. I had that same thought this morning. I was in the shower and I was like, I need to watch right now Justin Bieber in the Popstar music video. And I literally took my phone in the shower. Yeah. And I was like, I just need to watch this right now. It popped in my brain. I was like, damn, he looks good. Yeah. It's just a little dose of Justin Bieber. But yeah, he was great. Obviously, that was a big highlight of the night. Yeah. So huge to have Justin Bieber involved. They also did the basketball game this weekend with Quavo, Sway Lee, Matt James, where Matt James casually fucking blocked a shot from the Biebs and just like stuffed him in a locker. Like he literally pow blocked it and then did a little like shh over his mouth, looking all cool. Literally, like, you have to live your whole life now thinking, oh my God, I blocked a shot from Justin Bieber and I will live with that.
There was like a photographer there. And you know how, like, at the PCAs where you were waiting for pictures? I feel like he's probably like, where is the picture of me, like, blocking Bieber?
Oh, for
Bieber.
Sure.
Like,
for sure.
Bieber posted a picture and he was in it.
Yeah, that was cool. But having that video, too, just on hand is so awesome.
Incredibly. Like, Matt James, first of all, Matt James being a part of this whole weekend, like, I don't know what it is. You know, he's at the UFC fight night in Vegas, and now he's here. He flew on the plane with all the TikTok stars, like Bryce Hall posting him doing push-ups in the aisle of the plane. He's in the background of Addison Rae's TikToks. Like, he's just in with the kids.
Well, I feel like that kind of happens with The Bachelor or Bachelorette, where they're like placed in these things. But since the TikTok
More
and that
so
is becoming
that.
So big, that's where he's ending up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's like hanging out with Addison Rae's family. Like, he's got pictures with Addison's little brother. Like, they sit at a table together.
All the different people that were there was just insane. Just all different, like Pete Davidson being involved, Snoop Dogg. And the whole thing was entertaining, but in my mind, I'm like, why can't they just do that for Rough and Rowdy?
Right.
Like, I feel like Barstool can probably put on, they can't get like Bieber to perform but like for entertainment purposes, they could put on a good show.
For sure. The whole thing was very highly produced. I mean, it's just wild to watch what they put together of these fights, but then, like, these older guys are getting their belts awarded to them by Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio. Like, the whole thing was just like,
so
is this a
funny
fever dream? Like, what?
Yeah.
Is this real life?
Were, like, talking about Charlie and Dixie, like, during
like,
fights.
Snoop Dogg is announcing, and, like, Pete Davidson's got a joint in his hand. It's like, literally, is this a dream? Like, who put together this event? Justin Bieber's performing.
Yeah.
Like, these guys are fighting. Jake Paul is, like, screaming from the top of the
it
rope.
It is, like,
it's
a crazy dream
so
that
bizarre.
You wake up from. You're like, I was at this fight, and
yes.
Justin Bieber was performing, and Pete Davidson was blowing a blunt in the commentator's face, and then all of a sudden, Charlie and Dixie popped out of nowhere and gave the belt to Jake Paul, who won a fight. Like, that is like when you are describing a dream to somebody, those are the steps that are, I mean, the whole thing was incredible, just so funny. All the content that came out of it was incredible. Now we got Jake Paul and Tommy Fury potentially gaining traction again.
I really hope. I think
really,
that kind of fell back, but like
Tommy Fury would murder him.
Jake Paul mentioned it in a video.
Oh, he
was like, Tommy Fury, like,
yeah,
you're
because
next,
now
whatever.
It's like,
now Tommy's posting about it, and I'm like, let's
please,
get
I really
it
want,
go away.
Because I really want to see him fight like an actual boxer. Yeah. I know that's what everybody says. It's like, oh, he hasn't fought
but
an
this
actual
is like
boxer.
The perfect mix because he's. Or he's social media and a boxer.
No, exactly. And it's like, no, Jake Paul already, like, Jake Paul has this on lock now. Like, he knows what he's doing. He doesn't have to ever fight a real boxer ever. He can just continue to do what he does. And people are going to say, well, he has never fought a real boxer. He's never fought a real boxer. But if he really does fight Tommy Fury, that would be awesome. A lot of people thought that fight was also just like staged.
Rigged,
people thought that was like a rigged, like, Jose Canseco situation.
I mean,
where Ben Askren was like went down and then there was a video of Ben Askren walking out of the ring, like, I don't know if it's that's his wife or girlfriend or whoever with him, smiling ear to ear. Like, couldn't look like they couldn't be happier. It was like, yeah, he went down in the first round, but he made a shit ton of money. It looked like he didn't train at all. He looked like,
I mean,
it was
that,
a Jose Canseco situation.
Punch
he did get hit.
Nothing to him, like, in the grand scheme of, like, he's been murdered
in
the
he did definitely,
MMA.
Like, Jake Paul definitely hit him hard, but he went down, and then he was down for a couple seconds and kind of popped right back up. And then it was the ref who was like, no, no, it's over. It's over.
And he wasn't dying to keep it going.
Yeah, he's no, like, oh, he didn't really look like he was fighting too hard to be like, no, I'm good. I can get back in. Like, you saw him a little bit be like, no, I'm all right. And then they cut away from him and they just show Jake Paul like freaking out about winning. And then it was just over.
Yeah, at that point, when you've cashed in the check, you know that if you they're like, hey, you have to fight a certain amount of seconds and you get this check, he's probably like, okay, done. We did one round. Yeah. Perfect. I just made
$1 million,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
Awesome. The thing is, I want Tommy Fury and Jake Paul to fight so bad, but I don't know where we go from here if Jake Paul beats Tommy Fury. You know, like that's going to be a bad thing for the world. I think Tommy Fury would beat him.
Good for his boxing career, though.
It would be
Jake
great
Paul's.
For Jake Paul's boxing career, but for Tommy Fury, it would be bad.
Oh, that's
for the people rooting for Tommy Fury. It's a bad look. Us being like, we hate Jake Paul. Tommy Fury's going to murder him. Like, bad looks all around.
No one also wants to be the first boxer to lose to Jake Paul, you know? Like, he hasn't fought a boxer, a legit boxer yet. Nobody wants to be the first legit boxer to go down by Jake Paul.
But I think that Tommy is confident in himself as
a
boxer.
Is Tommy better than him? I feel like he is.
Tommy Fury has to be bigger than
him. I wonder what Tommy Fury's stats are. I think he's tall.
He's 6 foot.
He's 6 foot? Okay, so Jake has an inch on him.
Jake Paul.
No, Jake Paul
six,
says 5'10 on Google, but I don't know.
No, well, he was listed at 6 foot one, I think, on the like when they showed the stats before the fight.
That's we met Jake Paul. Jake Paul's
he
not
was
that
listed
tall.
At, that's I'm yeah, just saying that. That's what it says.
They're probably like equal.
They're probably height. Equal. They're probably both six, like around 6 foot. So,
I didn't realize that Tommy Fury is so young. He's 21.
Yeah, super.
Well,
young.
He went on Love Island when he was young. Like what 18?
Yeah, 20. Yeah.
20.
18?
No, I feel like it was years ago.
It does feel like it was years ago. It was only 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, they're around the same age. Or, I mean, I don't know how old Jake Paul is now. Probably a little older than 21, right?
Jake Paul's 24. Like 24, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels like that would be the perfect step into doing it.
You get the UK viewers.
Yeah, yeah. I got a question for you about Matt James, though. What do you think of, like, him being at all these events? And I feel like after Tyler was on the show, like, Tyler brought Matt James everywhere. And I don't feel like Matt James brings Tyler everywhere.
I feel like
Tyler's just like, I'm good.
Gone.
Right.
I feel
like he's, I think so, too.
I think he has disappeared from doing that.
He's
type
just
of
happy,
stuff.
Like, not doing that. Living his own life in Florida.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's just that. And, like, Matt James is just... He's going to get invited to do these cool things. Right. Like, he's probably just going to do them.
Right, right.
I feel like if Tyler wanted to be involved, he could be with Matt.
And I also bet Tyler understands, like, this next year or whatever, 6 months to a year, is going to be Matt's, like, height of fame.
Yeah.
Where he can do all this cool shit, and then he can be like, okay, I did all that cool shit.
Right. You just got to soak it in while you can, and then by the summer, you'll probably be like, all right, I did a bunch of cool things.
Like, I fucking blocked Justin Bieber.
Yeah, played
like,
basketball
that
with
in your
Biebs.
House.
Where do you go from there?
Yeah,
after you play basketball with Justin Bieber and you block a shot, where can you go from there? Only down.
That's true.
Only down.
That is true.
So obviously, it was Kourtney Kardashian's birthday, Travis Barker spoiling her with presents.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminds us and everybody that you need to be spoiling your mother or a mom figure in your life with presents for Mother's Day. And we got the perfect gift for you. The perfect gift idea. Personally, we are obsessed with Kendra Scott jewelry. We wear our Kendra Scott jewelry every single day. I'm not kidding
you.
I'm wearing two necklaces right now. I wear them every single day. If you follow me on social media, then you see me wearing these necklaces every day, no doubt about it. They are both from Kendra Scott. I'm obsessed with them. One is like a chain. The other has like a little pendant.
Yeah.
So cute. I wear them every day. Fran, you're wearing super cute purple earrings from Kendra Scott. And you can use code CHICKS for 20% off until May 7th. For Kendra Scott Jewelry. They have so many options. Exclusions apply, but they really have so many options, and the quality of the jewelry is so good. I'm telling
lasts
you.
Lasts so long.
Lasts so
and
long.
And you wear them like, you wear that every day.
Literally every day. There is not a day that I don't put on these two necklaces. I don't know why. I feel like they are a staple in my wardrobe for every single outfit I wear, and I wear them every day from Kendra Scott.
I also think they have great like hoops, like you said. So many like of my staple hoops I wear, I get from Kendra Scott. The ones I'm wearing right now are the Jack Gold hoop earrings in purple crystal. They're very Chicks in the Office. Mm-hmm. Like, they're totally our color purple. They have them in like a huggy size also. And then ones that I also just got that I want to mention that I feel like are really would be great for a gift are like diamond shape hoops. They're the Rylan hoop earrings. They have them in silver and gold. I got them in gold. I believe Emily Ratajkowski was just seen wearing them. So no big deal. Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. But it's really like the easiest, best gift for mom that she will love and wear. Sometimes buying your mom jewelry, it's like you buy it because you're like, oh, jewelry for Mother's Day. Duh. Yeah. But you hope that they actually wear it. Kendra Scott, I think, is a guaranteed they will wear
it. Oh, absolutely. I've gotten Kendra Scott for my mom and my aunts multiple times for presents in the past for holidays, and they still wear their earrings that I got them all the time, yep. The necklaces. Kendra Scott has the best jewelry right now. Use code CHICKS for 20% off on KendraScott.com, and you will get that until May 7th. So 20% off and exclusions apply. Happy birthday, Kourtney Kardashian. Another Kardashian's birthday. Yes. We will celebrate. Happy birthday to Kourtney. And you 42. Know who's celebrating really hard is Travis Barker. He posted quite the sexual Instagram of Kourtney Kardashian sucking on his finger. I thought she was sucking a dick, and I was blown away. Like, I truly thought that Kourtney Kardashian was giving Travis Barker head on Instagram. I can't believe he posted that. I love it. I'm all for them. They're so hot, the two of them. But I was blown away.
All of these posts got children on the internet. Yeah, all of these posts just confirm to me what I have been thinking, that Kourtney is getting it like she's never gotten it before.
Oh my god!
Honestly, I really do.
Whoa!
No, that's what they're posting. If that's what they're posting, imagine what they have that they're not posting.
Right? What they're doing? What they're actually doing, like, offline?
Like, if you're like, okay, you're okay with fucking posting the thumb sucking picture. If you listen to it with sound, she's going, "Ooh, Travis."
Yeah, like what is she doing to him?
One picture is like the back of her naked leg.
Let me tell you, like his thumb is long.
Long.
I can imagine. I don't know if that means anything else. Yeah, but, like, I don't know. Yeah. That's a long ass thumb. That's why I was so taken aback. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Travis Barker's got a long, skinny dick.
What do you think goes through Scott's head when he watches that? Like, he's scrolling Instagram.
Scott, I don't even want to talk about it. He's got to deal with Amelia posting pictures of her bracelet with his name on it. Meanwhile, Travis is posting videos of Kourtney
Scott's
sucking
probably
his thumb.
Kourtney's never sucked my thumb like that.
I love it. Travis also got her like these unbelievable flowers. I mean, they always get unbelievable flowers, but it feels like this one got even more attention. It was tulips and gardenias, and like Kim posted a video of it. Steph Shep posted a video of it. Like, so all of Kourtney's friends were like, wow, look at this amazing thing that Travis did for Kourtney.
Travis is the new it guy for them.
So in love. They're so in love. It's unbelievable.
They're meant to be. Travis is, I feel like the family loves him.
Yeah.
And it's almost making me, I don't want to bring up Scott again, but it's almost making me feel bad because I feel like with Travis and Kourtney being so in love.
Yeah.
Scott doesn't want to be around that.
For sure.
And he's going to be, if they love Travis so
much. And I feel like it's
going
to be
sad
for the rest of the family.
Right. And they are seeing how much,
how happy she is.
New Uncle Travy. Yeah. You know, like, oh my God, Travis Scott and Travis Barker. Two Travises. But they're like, oh, Uncle Travis Barker. Like, everything's so great. Yeah. And sad at the same time. But I love their relationship. Happy birthday to Kourtney. I think it's so funny. Whenever it's a Kardashian's birthday, I check out all the other sisters' posts.
Always.
I'm always judging which pictures they post, because sometimes I feel like Kim posts like the ugly photos on everyone's birthday.
Yeah.
She always chooses the ugly ones.
Kim, the pictures that Kim posted for Kourtney this time, and there was a whole, you know, slideshow of photos, because multiple photos, but the first one was them getting some type of skin treatment or whatever. They look terrible.
Right.
It was like the joke. It was like, she'll always try weird skin treatments with me. Yeah. Like, but that was the first one.
Right.
Like, I was like, whoa.
And I feel like Kim does that all the time. Yeah. I don't know why, whatever, but I'm always judging the sisters' posts.
Chloe's is always the most heartfelt.
Chloe always goes the hardest.
And Kendall's is HBD, sis.
Kendall's is always
literally HBD.
The least amount of effort, effortlessly cool.
Yeah.
Kylie, I don't even think posts a lot of the times.
I sometimes see Kylie post, and
I almost respect that even more. Where Kylie's just like
Kylie and Kendall are like story people. Yeah. You know?
They're not posting full posts.
They're not getting full posts. Kim and Chloe posted
full
posts. Oh, yeah,
yeah. Posts. Kylie posts one story.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to the oldest and wisest of them all.
Kylie's like, you don't get a full post from me.
Yeah. They're like, you're 42. And that's a lot of birthdays.
And she also doesn't even post a picture with Courtney. She posts a picture from Courtney's Instagram that was a Poosh advertisement from five days ago.
Epic. Fantastic.
I love that. Kylie's like, bitch, I'm busy. Fantastic. I really have no time for that.
Did you see Courtney's story? She posted a video of the card that Kim got her, and the inside it said happy 41st birthday. She's like, so Kim thinks I'm turning 41. Oh, it's my just God. Not even my age.
Listen, they're all wrapped up in themselves.
Yeah, but I don't know. It seems like as far as birthdays go, this is a good one. This is definitely a good one. Now, I wonder what we'll have to go back and look, but I'm sure Travis's kids posted something for Courtney's birthday too. I feel like they definitely posted stories.
I feel like they have a good blended family dynamic.
They totally do. And they could totally have their own. I don't know if Courtney would ever be down, because it always feels like Courtney's the one that doesn't really want to do reality TV anymore. But like that,
what would be the screams title of their show?
That screams like Brady Bunch reality TV show. Like, with all of Courtney's kids and all of Travis's kids?
Right, but I don't think Travis is a reality TV guy.
He did reality TV. He had his own show, yes.
I don't remember.
Meet the Barkers or whatever it was called.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Did it before?
That just brought back a memory that I was totally buried in my head. You ever have that?
Meet the Barkers that had two seasons.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was with Shanna.
Yeah, well, the thing is,
2005. MTV.
I hope they don't. I hope they don't do that. I think that they should live their lives out of the public. It will keep their relationship hot and steamy and private.
Yeah, we'll just keep getting thumb-sucking videos.
That's fine by me. And I also feel like maybe you bond like with your kids even more when you have a blended family situation, whereas like when you're just bouncing back with Sky, the kids are going with him, the kids are going with you, it's like not that fun, but you do it. But when you get the families together and like, oh, you're going to hang out with his kids, the whole thing.
Right. And I also wouldn't be surprised if whatever version of Kardashians or whatever we're getting on Hulu is like, Travis is going to be in it, obviously.
Yeah.
So we're going to get some aspect of it. We're definitely going to be seeing like how they manage the Travis Scott dynamic. Like, what's he allowed to come to and what's he not allowed to come to?
I would assume he's allowed to come to everything.
I would think so, but he's maybe the father, you don't want to be kids at everything.
I was just scrolling TikTok yesterday, and you know what clip came up? The one where him and Corey get into it about, like, Corey's like, I would slap your kid.
Oh my God.
Remember that clip?
That was one of the most absurd.
That was insane.
Scott was like so mad, and I was so on Scott's side. I was like,
for sure.
But it was so awkward. Like, like it's just like Corey.
Incredibly awkward.
Yeah, that was strange.
Yes, definitely, but no, they're madly in love. Those captions like, I fucking love you, like, happy birthday. Just good rock star.
Quick Prince Philip update.
Yeah.
They had the funeral this weekend.
The funeral did happen. I tuned in and out because, to be quite honest, it was really sad. Like, it was just a really sad way to start your Saturday. Mm-hmm. Like, you wake up and you're like, oh, it's Saturday, gonna have a good day, turn on the TV, oh, Prince Philip's funeral, oh God, this is depressing. Just like the pictures, the queen in her black outfit sitting in the pew all by herself, like the pictures itself will make you emotional, but it seemed like they all honored him in their own way. I read that the queen had, you know, a floral arrangement on top of his casket with a little note that said, I love you.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I know.
Yeah, the funerals, anytime a funeral is broadcasted, it's obviously very sad. Like, it's not a joyous occasion. It's not like one of the royal weddings where it's exciting to watch.
Right.
Just very sad, obviously.
I've only ever watched weddings. Like, this is the really, of course, people have died, but nobody in
the immediate,
nobody that important. Like, nobody in that exactly immediate family that I've watched. You know, Princess Diana, I was way too young, and this was like, and then it was all weddings. It all felt very joyful, and you're watching, tuning in for something exciting. And this was very sad, but it was nice to see Harry with William and Kate, and hopefully that this is like a good way for them to like see each other in a sometimes a sad family setting is a good way to like mend bridges. You know, like you're sad. You're like, oh, let's talk. Let's reminisce. Let's talk about our memories of him and all the good times we had. And then hopefully that opens up the relationship more. And
for sure. Yeah. I feel like everybody has a story within their family of two people not talking and then somebody dies and then they reconnect and they're like, oh, life's too short.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm hoping they had that mindset. I think Meghan Markle sent some big, beautiful flower arrangement as well with
that's
a little
the
handwritten
go.
Note. Yeah, that was the right thing to do. Because imagine, now it does make sense. Like, imagine if she was there, and there's been so many headlines all weekend. There was, you know, Harry with William and the pictures of the Queen and how they were honoring him and all these things that they were doing. And every single one of those would have been about Meghan if she was there. So I feel like that was definitely the right choice at this point. And, like, she's pregnant, so it was probably the healthiest choice, too.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. We hope you guys have a great start to your week. We hope you have a great rest of the week. But we'll talk to you on Wednesday anyway. We'll
jam
do a quick little
packed show on Wednesday.
Check in. I can't speak right now. But yes, we do have a jam-packed show. We have a jam-packed week. Some
like
fun
I said,
things coming up.
Great interviews coming up.
For sure. So we'll talk to you guys on Wednesday. Bye. Picture me doing a winky face to you guys.